States. But that a committee with the potential link that the president used to send $1 million of unreported funds to hire the company. It's a total goddamn lie.
I know. Ron's gonna hit it exactly that way.
Total lie. Okay, I heard from working man. You wanted to make a theme in the URPC action, the ways of house, where I bought the part of it. This prepared information. And I'm offered proposal about the rest of the whole of the foundation.
That's right.
Servants, we can put their names out. We will.
Yeah.
But goddamn, for them to say that we used it. Isn't that something?
It's unbelievable.
But that's not a discredit to the committee if they go too far on this, sir.
The other thing is, no one has gone as far out of their way as you have to make clear what their financial situation is over and over and over again.
But I don't have a damn thing. That's why I don't own anything. I don't own the stock or the bond. All of my money is in real estate. But what I mean, I could not. This is just unbelievable that they would ever come out of the Senate committee and hurt himself and slap it down.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
Sure, sure. I was right going to get a report on Bob today. You got your report from him then?
I talked to him. I think he's still in again. I talked to him once after he'd been in the first time. He said they were just ruffling shit. They had really gone after him. He said, you know, he was in good spirits.
What him. Are they going off on? Did he indicate?
Occasionally, He is, if you understand me, a shield almost. He referred kind of the details to Dean and used Dean upon occasion as a frontman. And I wonder if the tie didn't come back in that way. He may have said something to Hunt and then said, you know, Dean may work that out, but he's going to do that or something like that. That's pure speculation. There's no absolute
anyway, you see, this thing about this house thing, it occurred to me where they could possibly get that money. And they might have got that from me for a reason. He is the lawyer here, and he may not know where the blind trust money comes from.
That's right.
Because we didn't tell him about it.
That's right.
See?
That's a very good point. He handled all the foundation stuff. Like he was at the he went to the latest foundation meeting, and I know he handled a lot of the details.
Even the purchase of the house and so forth. Very possible. Well, we may just have to put out the fact that that bond by the adjacent trust for the adjacent property, which I am a member too, but you know what I mean? But isn't it a natural thing for us to want to keep that property from falling into the hands of speculators?
Of course.
Friends of mine, isn't it a question?
Sure. Besides that, the people.
We've always had the frame we've been given out is that it's a blind trust.
I thought the way we put it out was held by the Nixon Foundation.
That's wrong. Not true.
I think that was the way we put it out.
It's held. I don't know. I wouldn't bother. It's held for it, basically. These two men. But you understand the balance of the property. It's held for it.
The parcel, as I understood it, that had your house on it, plus some of the adjacent acreage, was held directly by you.
Yeah, I bought that.
And the balance of it was held, as I understood it, was again, by the foundation. Now you're saying by two members who are trustees of the foundation. Is really what you're saying?
Well, they're not trustees. Of course, I don't think you want your trustee. Basically, both have an owner, both want your trustee. They just have it in a trust. Waiting for the foundation to make up a goddamn mind. So, but in any event, if that has to come out, it has to come out. We didn't, you know, they didn't want to.
I don't think that's harmful anyway. There's not.
No, it's not harmful.
In any way, shape, or form. And the indignity which would, and the strength with which Ron will mock the rest of it.
It could not matter if that is the time, but the bond and trust, we certainly have a right to have it.
Check the White House. Just unbelievable. getting really rough. We've got the back, got DeMarco on. I like he was just getting ready to talk to DeMarco. We had already talked to Kalmbach.
Yeah, but they said.
Kalmbach said we should blow this whole thing out of the water. There's not a bit of truth to it. We can go full blast on it. But before you want to go on Kalmbach's word, I think you want to double check DeMarco since he was on the road.
Well, the other question I wanted to say is how the foundation of itself, whatever goes on that one. I know that they put the money on the ground. And we just aren't, you know what I mean? They didn't want to be public figures. We should have a couple of months to do it. I bought the middle and put the rest in the chunk.
You bought it just 5 acres?
Yeah, 4.5 acres. The other 15 are probably buying in trust.
That's right. Clearly. I mean, the way John set it up, it clearly settled.
Huh?
The way John set it up, I remember, I used to sit in on it while Bob and John were talking about it. It clearly said, in trust. It's also a good diversion, I think. Thank you. think Dean, obviously Dean is taking himself in a position where he has to attempt to at least implicate you and definitely implicate Alderman Early.
He sort of skirts in the edges with me.
It's, right.
You notice, he tries just a little bit. I don't know why he stayed clear away. Why did he stay clear a little bit away?
Because I think he really, honestly, deep down inside, can understand what I'm saying, loves the presidency and respects the presidency.
You think he does?
Yeah. Did Bob ever tell you about the conversation I had with him after all
the
time came out? No, the time he came over to my office. Well, I talked to him over my office, and it was clear to me that the way he was talking, that he was really interested in saving gas, number one. Number two, he honestly believed, I think, that Lippman and to some extent Haldeman are in on this one. I don't think, but it...
Does he get the time in on it?
No, he said to me three different times, you know, this is the only way we can save the presidency in our conversation.
When was this one, dude?
Before Bob resigned, so to speak, about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, well, that accurately did.
See, that's when all this stuff was coming in. It was after the first really big round.
After I made my statement of August 15th. Right.
Yeah. Before you accepted the word
of you can't ever say, this is the way to save the presidency.
He was
trying to get that
resigned. This is the only way to save the presidency. Not in terms of getting him to resign, but in terms of all the speculation that was running. Remember, we were in limbo for about 10 days there where the Dean thing had come out, you had not yet acted. We were trying to...
He didn't accept it. We talked about his resignation.
That's right, it was after that.
And then he said, I will let they will. And I said, we can't put it on that basis.
That's right.
I said, we can all have the same chance.
That's right.
Because I was in touch with the U.S. attorney and said they were trying to work out a deal with him. I said, all right. And last Friday, we said we've given up on the deal.
It was after you talked to him.
Okay, he came in to see you.
Yeah. I'd asked to see him. I said I just wanted to see him somewhere because I couldn't figure out why he was trying to screw Bob.
Yeah. And what did he say about screwing Bob?
He said, well, he claimed to me, and I know I don't think it's true, that he was not putting any of those statements out. He said almost the same line that he used, but he wasn't, that he had checked with all his friends, that he didn't know who was doing it, looked me right in the eye and said, I fear no man.
I know, I heard that.
And proceeded to say, I think this is the only way we can save the presidency. So this shot, I just don't think is his style. I think it's a separate thing.
In a curious way.
Really, in a way, they're after a principle on this matter. They're going to try to bring down the presidency. just the boss. I mean, I hate to give you any kind of advice, but I think you've got to be out. You got to be open.
Yeah.
You can't get this thing they're trying to develop, you know, hidden in the White House or by yourself in the White House.
Well, I'm not
quite in it. Yeah, but you got to be out in public. You can't David is in public. But we're going to go right in Norfolk this week, and that's great.
Yeah.
Al's got some other good ideas. Yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do all the other things.
But not on an obvious all of a sudden basis, but
no.
A natural.
Well, I think about one a week. I don't think more than one a week is a little bit too often.
No, terribly often. You got some good solid stuff.
Well, we got Haile Selassie, that's fairly.
We got Iceland.
Haile Selassie, we've got Iceland. Those things are out.
The other thing we've got to do is I think we've got to put together here. Bizarre's got to get really a brain trust under so that we're prepared to handle every crisis that comes up rather than letting every crisis overtake us.
And that doesn't have to come to me.
Precisely.
Or even to you.
It should come with an answer. Here's what's happened, Mr. President. Here's what we're going to do.
Papers are
yes, sir.